And we are off, I think. It is bum 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 bum. Just gonna make sure we're going here. I think we are. Yep. It is 9 a.m. here in Los Angeles, stepping out in faith and clicking, we're starting. Yes, indeed. Wednesday, April 24th, AD 2024, everybody. And we're gonna have a fun loosey-goosey Hake Report show. You might want to cover your ears and run away before the last song, okay? Because some of you guys are going to be like, this is satanic. And I've been wanting to play it anyway. I like it so much, you know. Maybe it's ill-advised, but whatever. I do have some cool things to share with you, you know. And then, of course, your calls. Some of you already on hold. 1-888-775-3773. I do hope to get to a little bit of news because I haven't been giving you guys much news. It's been a bunch of ego arguments, you know? So that's kind of lame. Although it is entertaining. But entertainment isn't the only thing. I mean, you kind of want some value, right? Maybe? I don't know. Like, you know, the bipartisans passed this foreign aid thing. And who cares? We can't do anything about it. Or can we? No, I don't think we can. Might as well just hope for Trump, but whatever happens, happens. You know? So, whatever. They're pushing the abortion thing, and they're using these cases where reasonable people would be like, okay, go ahead and get that abortion. It's for the life of the mother or the medical emergency, whatever. And yes, that can be abused, but hey, that's life. People abuse all kinds of laws, you know, because they're evil. People are evil. Shameful. They're killing the babies, but what can you do? You know, they're dead set on doing it. So much of the country is. So what can you do? Enough with this scoffing. Is there anything else that I really wanted to make sure that I do cover? We'll just have to see. I guess we'll just have to see. All right. How about let's just have to see? So anyway, guys, let's just get right on with the show.
1, 2, 3, 4. Oh. La, oh, it's the Hake Report, the Hake Report, la, la, la.
Hey, guys!
Oh, it's the Hake Report, the Hake Report, la, la, la. Oh, it's the Hake Report, the Hake Report, la, la, la.
So, how you guys doing? I am fine. I'm wearing like a regular shirt. It's just a regular shirt. Don't ask me what this symbol is. I got it from a store that I shall not tell you where. I won't tell you where I got it, which is already telling you where I got it, if you know. And I don't even know if it's 100% cotton. I think it might not be. Shameful. Let me start with some news, okay? According to the far-left female-run outlet The Skim, the bipartisans have passed that foreign aid bill that some of you guys don't want to have happen. Any press 1 if you want it to happen. Press 2 if you don't want it to happen. Press 3 if you don't know. Press 4 if you're only here for the chat and don't care about anything. The Senate gave its stamp of approval to a package of bills last night, days after the House's passage, okay? Days after the House passed it, under Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House. And you guys say that he's not a Christian, but he's like a Christian-y Christian. And I think of him as sort of a rhino. Mike Johnson, what state is he from? I forget. Some southern state, actually, but it doesn't sound very southern to me, if I remember right. The upper chamber, the Senate, which has been polluted, okay? American Anchor Baby has covered this. It used to be that we, the people, did not vote for our senators. It used to be the state House of Representatives or something, state congresses, elected our senators. So our state congresses were more involved in what happened with the federal government because they were the ones who elected the senators. Now they're just like a glorified representative. It's ridiculous, my opinion. But anyway, it's kind of interesting, huh, to me. Greenlit the $95 billion, mind-boggling numbers, I don't even know what that means, foreign aid package. That means it has 90s. Foreign aid package and potential ban of TikTok. The bill is now going to Crooked Joe Biden. They call it President Biden, who plans to sign them into law today. Maybe he's already done that. Here's what you need to know about, the ladies at the scam say. And I'm like, you don't need to know anything about this. You don't. Especially the ladies at the skim. Like, what are the ladies at... What good has women knowing anything about politics done? It's done nothing but evil, in my opinion. And my opinion is the truth. Foreign aid. Here's what you need to know about foreign aid, according to the far-left females at the skim. After months of delay, Congress has fulfilled the crooked Joe Biden administration's request to pass funding to help the U.S. allies. Allies... I have learned is a communist globo homo buzzword to push the gay agenda. I disavow that for the sake of my channel, but that's what they use it for. Oh, I'm an ally to the LGBT. I'm an ally to the Black Lives Matter fake victimhood nonsense. I'm an ally to the USA. I'm shaking my head. Anyway, the measure and what they mean by allies, Ukraine, how is that an ally? Whatever. What deals do we have in there underneath, or people have in there? Because I don't, that I know of. Israel, our greatest ally. I'm for that, obviously. Some of you guys are not, and shout out. And then Taiwan. I mean, I get that some of you guys say, oh, they make computer chips or something. Or we believe in independence for Taiwan. But Taiwan is a bunch of liberals. Like, they don't like they're just communist versus communist, practically. I've known I knew a Taiwanese gal before. And she was all pro-Obama. She was all pro-Occupy Wall Street. Edumamificated. Christian, supposedly. Gal. Is in a... Anyway, I won't get into that. It was in arts class. Anyway, the measure includes tens of billions of dollars for Ukraine. And I've heard some of you guys saying, oh, you guys are kvetching, whatever that means. It's kind of like sneezing, scoffing, or poo-pooing, or spitting at the notion of aiding Ukraine too. Over Ukraine funding, but there's been 80 years of supporting Israel. And I don't know, I just noticed, I suppose that's true, it sounds like it's true, but you're crying double standard, but it's wrong to support Ukraine, in my opinion. Let's stick with one topic. Then we can deal with the IQ, the Israel question. because it went all trendy. Oh, this ugly sky baby blue and yellow flag. That's the shout out to Ukraine, but you know, I've seen some Ukrainians and or at least talked with them on the phone and stuff. Some of them have moved here and become enterprising young men. But that flag is lame. I'm shaking my head. And then they're flying it everywhere in Congress and all over LA they were a couple years ago. It was trendy. It was like, doesn't that trendiness just turn you off? Of course it does. And then, of course, Israel and Taiwan. More than $9 billion will go toward humanitarian aid in Gaza because it's rough for them over there, I hear. it's pretty rough. And then the people I hear, the adults, may not be total quality. They may be leaving the children to starve, and then they're eating the food. I laugh, but that's not, it's not good. It's rough. Crazy. Glad I'm not over there. A provision Democrats pushed for, right? Supporting the humanitarian for war-torn areas. And really what humanitarian aid seems like to me is enabling war to continue. Even though you're like, you're helping the people who are innocent, supposedly they're not involved, they're not fighting, they can't do anything about it. There's a war in there, it's affecting them. But it seems, if Democrats are pushing for it, it seems like it might be mama, misguided, and a mess. Congress's approval of the package came despite opposition from Republicans over Ukraine aid and amid Democrats' concern over the worsening crisis in Gaza. TikTok lawmakers have set the stage for a potential ban. That's that social media app. I rarely use it. I've posted 3 things on my TikTok, the Hake Report. And I just don't go on it. But Joelle Friday is on there, I think. Jesse Lee Peterson is on there. What is it? What is it? JLP Talk Official? Something like that? So it's cool. You know, 170 million people are supposedly on that. That's more than half the country. And to me, the big so-called American social media apps are a bigger threat to democracy or America than TikTok. Yeah, TikTok is another liberal, maybe communist or whatever, or and foreign outlet. Yeah, maybe they spy on us. But so does Reddit. Edward Snowden posted, never use Reddit again, because it had, and he gave a screenshot that said, can we see some ID? And you need to log in with your credentials, and you have to log in just to see stuff that's populating and polluting the Google, far-left extremist, totally useless website Google search results is with Reddit stuff, and you have to log in order to even see stuff on there. Twitter does the same thing, actually. X, I think. So, and these people are openly anti-Trump. The X is still anti-white and anti-kind of Christian and pro-pornography and all that ugliness. Maybe not Elon Musk, but X is. And then Facebook, Instagram, nobody uses Facebook, are anti-white and anti-truth. YouTube and Google, and shout out to YouTube and Google. Total useless websites. Hat tip to the anchor baby who says that. Are anti-white, anti-Trump, anti-truth. And so where's the crackdown on them? So anyway, this measure will give China-based ByteDance up to a year to sell TikTok or face a ban in the United States. It's banned in a lot of places. I think TikTok is even banned in China, which is funny. Aren't they? Intelligence officials have warned that the app, so-called intelligence officials, who are also kind of enemies or antagonistic to like normal patriotic Americans and Christians and whites and stuff, right? Have warned that the app, but they may have some, you know, reasons, fair reasons for this, which is used by more than 170 million Americans, supposedly. Would that include me and I barely use it? Put users' data at risk of surveillance. Which, Edward Snowden, is he the guy who said that the NSA is spying on us through everything? TikTok is expected to sue, setting up a battle in the courts over so-called free speech rights. There's been a lot of political infighting. So there's that foreign aid thing, and it's going through whether you like it or not. So all you shutting down the freeways and camping in these college campuses, polluting it and fighting and killing one another and stuff. Has there been setting yourselves on IRFA? Has been all for naught. Can't do anything. Shaking my head. I gotta get to Lawrence in Idaho. I wanted to get to him, but I had this long song yesterday, and I have another long, it's not even a song, it's just noise today. So let me get to Lawrence in Idaho, man. How you doing, Lawrence? I appreciate you calling back.
I'm doing good.
Right
I'm
on.
A vet, okay? And that guy was attacked. I didn't like him when he said that we were homeless or so many. We aren't. There are, you got homeless in everybody. I'm 37 years sober in AA. You got homeless alcoholism and drug addiction. And
yeah.
So many things are plaguing this world, cause the homelessness. Veterans get, we die for freedom so people can speak like him on this friggin' internet or on the shows. We're the ones out there. 3% of the population or less, 3% are the ones that serve, die, storm the beaches of Normandy, would have freedoms to do what they're doing, and then they go and they say things like that. And Obama,
yeah,
he had Obamacare. He had control of the House and the Senate.
You're referring, okay, let me interrupt you, because you brought up this.
Go ahead.
Okay, so you're referring to Joe from Phoenix, Arizona, who said, because I brought up the homeless, I brought up bums, and I wasn't talking about homeless people, but Joe from Phoenix, Arizona yesterday called my show. We were arguing about Obamacare and the merits of it, and he was talking about how people freeload emergency rooms. And don't pay for it. And so Obamacare was meant to force those people to pay for their own insurance, which a lot of them get subsidies, and he's pretending like they don't. But
no, we veterans have VA, and that Obamacare destroyed the VA.
You know what? Obama had that Asian man who was running the VA resign because there was a major VA scandal.
Yeah.
Veterans Affairs. They're supposed to take care of the veterans.
And that's the problem. Everything, the whole system, and then the House, it's the purse, but he controlled the House. He didn't veto a single darn thing. Nowhere along there. Yeah, you set him straight saying, when was it? He couldn't come out there yet, but he was just a voice piece, completely biased, to try to get people that don't know or sitting on the fence to go his route. And then, this, when you were bringing up today about the House waving flags and how rhinos are. My gosh, this country's this world is in complete chaos. Everywhere is chaos.
Yeah.
And, you know, your TikTok, of course, is Chinese owned, and there's a battle against free speech. You got the Second Amendment being attacked, and that's the teeth of the Constitution, which defends everything. When you were talking about the senators being set forth by the House of the States, they took that out and tried to make people, you have freedom to. Not true. That way the states had the capability back to senators.
You cut out there for a second. You said that they have the freedom to what?
To call back the senators and remove them from office. Now the senators cannot be removed, and they're there for a lifetime. The House is there for everybody's power tripped completely. When you're looking at the 95, they're giving money to Israel so that they can kill people, and then we're giving $9 billion to patch up the people that they're wounding.
Yeah, what a mess. Like, what a setup, huh? That's an interesting point.
And then you're looking at Taiwan, and that's because they're afraid of China. It's us. Biden came out, which was, of course, he's just a puppet and mouthpiece for Obama and everybody else. But Biden comes out and says they're afraid of China and Russia, nuclear war, trying to scare, fearmonger. God is in control of this all, and he ain't going to allow anything to happen. We have no control. We're just we're puppets of God because he's in control of this whole thing.
I think we're also...
Trump is to be
I think a lot of us are puppets of Satan, really, you know?
That's true if we choose to be.
Yeah.
We're puppets, but God still has control of Satan. God has
God
to manipulate it and bring it to his way no matter what.
You're the man who called me about being sober and seeking God and all that stuff, right?
Yes, I am. Nice. I mean, come on. If I can stay sober 37 years, I can also make sure that I do things right, not sin. Now, of course, we all have temptations in us, but do we succumb to it? That's the point. And is it right that we do? It's not right.
Yeah, fair enough. Let me push back on something you said, though, because I have to defend Joe from Phoenix's statements.
Please.
Because he wasn't bashing the veterans when he was talking about, because there's a lot of veterans who are homeless.
But that's, and he, but and to he's bring not, it out that
and he
way,
wasn't, he wasn't,
veterans,
but he was, but. And he wasn't bringing that up to bash the veterans. If anything, I was bashing the veterans by saying, you know, some of them don't need to be homeless, and some of them are like, oh, I
that's
served,
true.
I served.
But remember,
thank you for, thank me for my service. And I
but remember,
uh-huh.
Remember, we veterans, many of us have taken lives like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah.
And we have to live with that.
Yeah.
And we have to live with what we've done. And so we turn to alcohol, drug addiction,
yeah.
Numerous things, and it destroys us. But that where it really started is being, we're patriotic and we love our country and we go and put our lives on there like the young men that stormed Normandy and they were blown out of the water before they even hit land.
Forgive me for being a... I'm both a boomer and kind of zoomer. I'm sort of a zoomer. I don't know if you're familiar with zoomers. I'm sort of zoomer sympathizing. I sympathize with zoomers who say, you know, what good did storming the beaches of Normandy really do? This World War II thing, a whole lot
That's
of Americans.
Not the point. You're right. You're right there. Hold on. You're right there.
Go
but
ahead.
Don't attack the men that storm the beaches because
right.
they're the ones they were put there.
Yeah, they didn't have a choice.
There to do it.
Yep.
Try, look at this guy. Okay, Joe comes out there talking about homelessness or whatever, but did he serve in the military? No. I don't believe anybody has a right to say anything about anyone in the military unless they've done that, themselves in that position.
I respectfully disagree with you, man, because...
Why is that, sir? Tell me. Why can somebody knock a person who's putting his life on the line when he's the one that's trying to defend your freedom so you can be on this internet, right? You're on this radio speaking your piece.
I have two things to say about that.
Please do.
First of all, the veterans, the people who served in the military or were drafted in the military or joined the military because it was an mm-hmm. opportunity, because some of them did mm-hmm. it for to be opportunistic, take advantage of the benefits. What have they done that have protected our freedoms? Our freedoms are being washed away.
That's your Congress. That's your House. That's
right.
Us that aren't in the military that are turning, or the ones that haven't been in the military that are putting these people in office to
yeah.
take away your freedom.
They're fighting against our freedoms, fighting spiritually.
Right, but the military is trying to defend whatever freedoms we have left.
But they're going overseas, and overseas is not...
We are put that way.
No. Listen to me.
To do that,
no, I'm not saying anything is wrong with you for that. I'm just saying that that's not what's defending our freedom. Our freedoms are getting taken away.
Oh, I don't believe we should be in other countries either.
Inside our country.
I don't believe any of that. But
yeah,
still,
and I'm not saying that the military. And I'm not saying that our military should be arresting any of our domestic enemies because. Basically, we've been brainwashed.
No, you shouldn't be over there taking other people's freedoms from their land.
Yeah, we've been, half of our country or more has been brainwashed to surrender our freedom. So half of our country are enemies to ourselves. We are our own enemies.
A lot of our military is not as the military of old.
Right.
The military of old were more patriotic.
And then on top of that, man.
They're not paid worth a hill of beans either to do their job. You've got special ops and special forces that are paid $3,000-$5,000 a year. I mean, a month to do exactly what they're doing. And and once they're put into positions and they go and they're going in them at them young, where they can be molded into what they are. That's the whole point. Brainwashing, maybe.
Yeah,
you can look at it that way.
You
can look at a lot of things.
Let me say one more thing about what you said about criticizing. People who served, people who haven't served, criticizing people who served, who supposedly fought for our freedoms, but they didn't really, they were fighting for whoever, they were fighting what the government wanted them to do, what the government ordered
right,
them to do, that's what they did.
And it wasn't, people that are attacking the veterans.
And it had nothing to do with those wars that they've made you guys fight had nothing to do with our freedoms, you know? But anyway, you said that they shouldn't criticize people who haven't served, but you should believe in freedom of speech to criticize and bash.
Oh, I believe in freedom of speech, but don't attack us.
What
are you attacking? Freedom of speech isn't there to demoralize and attack the people that are putting their lives on the line for that. They've done no wrong. You attack,
I don't know,
the
man,
system,
but sometimes you may take stuff as an attack because you are angry. You may take stuff as an attack that's not meant to be an attack. Like Joe in Phoenix did not mean to attack the veterans, even though he is a snake in the grass. He did not mean to, he was not, his statements were not
sometimes
to attack the veterans.
We gotta watch what we say. The finger we point, three are pointed back at us.
That's fair enough. That's fair enough. So he should have the freedom to say it, but we should have the freedom to bash him back, metaphysically speaking.
Not just we have the freedom to defend it, but the point is to make sure if you're going to say something with truthfulness and honesty.
I'm with you.
I'm not saying that he doesn't have that right.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that he doesn't have certain things, because that's the reason why we went there, so he could have that right. So my family, who might not want to be in the military, can have the right and freedom. But don't attack it, the military, and you say, okay, he's not. Well, when you compare us to homeless, when you compare us to bums, when you look at it, you look at a person, okay, you don't know what happened.
He was trying
to
accuse
a man on the street.
What was happening, he was trying to troll me, and it backfired because he said...
It backfired, but the
because he's
is,
all, oh, you're criticizing
actually,
the veterans. A whole lot
everything.
Of veterans are homeless. You shouldn't call our veterans bums. But I was calling bums bums. There are veterans who are bums.
Right. Well, bums
there
are bums.
Bums who are
but
bums.
But you got to look at it. Some of those bums lost their wife and children.
No, yeah, I get it. People have hard lives.
Some of those bums, we don't know what their past is.
Yep.
It's kind of hard to judge others when we haven't looked at cleaning up our side of the street. It's the person that says, hey, you're doing wrong, when he's turning around doing wrong. Everybody.
I'm with you on that. I'm with you, but we can still call a bum a bum and not judge him.
Well, that's the reason why we have our freedom of speech.
And we shouldn't, but I agree we shouldn't judge them or look down on them. You never know what they've been through. But you also want to be able to call a bum, because that's the sometimes that harsh speech is what's needed to snap them out of it.
Oh yeah, remember I'm sober. You gotta be honest. That's honesty. That's pure. That's free speech and honesty. Speak your peace. Speak your word. But make sure you're doing it right.
Yeah.
And that's the point. A lot of people aren't, and that's the reason why this world is in chaos. We've taken love out of everything. Everything's me, me, me.
Yeah.
You've got Democrats that are this, oh, we got to save Gaza, but their friggin' leaders that are up in the House are passing laws to give money away to take in their life. Oh, giving all this money to Ukraine is really going to stop Russia? Please.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you got us worried about Taiwan. Yeah, we're worried about Taiwan. We're worried about the Philippines, Australia, Japan, because China is major, and they've got an ally that's the largest army, standing army in the world, that's North Korea. And when
really?
You've got people that are starving, you've got people that are desperate, there's some serious nightmare that's going to happen.
Yeah.
I don't think
what do you
it's
think about
nuke,
what do you
but
think about
be major.
What do you think about our greatest president, Trump, who hasn't served in the military, but he's still our greatest president? Do you agree with me that he's our greatest president?
I believe he is. I believe he's God's tool as well.
Nice.
I believe that done his problems. We all have skeletons in our closet, and
yeah.
He knows that, but he's trying. I've got a past. I'm 37 years sober, and I've even been and done wrong in my sobriety, but you got to look at, am I the same person now as I was then?
Yeah.
We all have our skeletons, and when they're going and attacking his past, and this Congress and this Senate is as dirty as he was currently, that's scary. When they're waving flags of other countries on our own soil,
indeed.
When they're acting like children and they won't grow up, when they act like they're businessmen and know how to do things, when all they do is know how to control out of their own greed, they have no knowledge in life. Are they doctors? Are they? No, they're attorneys that learn how to interpret laws that they write. They don't learn how to interpret what real morality and love is. Do they know the Bible? No, they do not. We have a prayer room that's locked down in the White House, in our Capitol, that they could be using, that our president, George Washington, everybody has knelt before God, and we've taken God out of everything. When you take God out of school, you have school shootings. When you take God out of children, we have unruly children. When you take God out of marriage, we have divorce and no marriage. God out of women, we have ungodly women. God out of men, we've got sick men. We've got children for men.
Yeah.
Men aren't men.
I know,
anymore.
It's terrible. Indeed. I'm looking down at my toy. Anyway, I appreciate you, Lawrence, in Idaho. I'm glad you were able to get through.
Thank you for having me.
Take care, man.
You have a blessed day and safe, and keep talking the good talk.
Nice. All right.
Thanks.
Bye. One more news item real quick, guys. We're at the bottom of the hour here. So, what was it that I wanted to cover? It had to do with abortion. Yes. The so-called Supreme Court will hear arguments in a high-stakes abortion rights case, according to the commie nonsense network, that's CNN. No such thing as abortion rights, okay? Where they will consider whether the hospitals have an obligation under federal law to provide emergency abortions to women who are in what they call medical emergencies. That sounds maybe reasonable. That sounds sort of, you know, like life-threatening or something. Or quality of life-threatening anyway, you know? I'm like, I don't know. In recent months, several stories have detailed the accounts of pregnant women in distress. And these are, you can say, are propaganda stories. Now, I will have you note that when I learned the word propaganda, or not long after it, I learned that propaganda can be true propaganda or false propaganda. It's still propaganda. They're pushing this to using it as a wedge, these curious issues that are these curious cases of abortion, of where it might be reasonable to have an abortion, right? Some people might disagree. Some people might agree. A lot of people might agree with abortion in these instances. And use that as a wedge to blow it wide open so anybody and everybody can have their abortion in terms of the younger ladies who get pregnant. That's what I say that this is about. Anyway, pregnant women in distress, accounts of pregnant women in distress who were denied emergency care in states with outright abortion bans or with restrictive laws. And we all know, we've heard it from callers. I had a caller who was from Guatemala who said that the hospitals up here, she worked in some of the hospitals up here, or at least one, are liberal. They had her saying partner instead of boyfriend or girlfriend or husband or wife. Partner. That's liberal. That's proof that it's liberal. And then you hear doctors on Twitter, or I have heard of doctors on Twitter posting about, gun violence, so-called, who've treated gunshot wounds. Gun violence is a healthcare issue, and we need liberal anti-Second Amendment gun laws, gun safety. And doctors delving into politics like that? Liberal, obviously. Okay? So I have a theory that these doctors are being kind of obstinate and pretending like they're really scared for their jobs or scared of going to jail, and so they're not doing this stuff sometimes. This is my conspiracy theory. I have no proof, no examples of it or whatever. But couldn't you just imagine at your job, you get restricted in a way that you don't want to be restricted, and you start just dragging your feet about doing your job, and you try to do things the hard way on purpose, pretending like you're trying to follow the rule, but really you're just being obstinate when that's not what the rule meant for you to do, but you're trying to do it. In some cases, I'm sure they are concerned because who knows how the law might crack down on them. On Thursday, Crooked Joe Biden visited our greatest president's home turf, Florida, 1 week before a restrictive abortion ban in that state, Florida, goes into effect. His campaign is seeking to galvanize voters by seizing on abortion, you know, the baby killing, under unborn. Usually it's unborn. Sometimes they deliver it and then off the baby, the born child, I have heard. Arguing that our greatest president, Donald J. Trump's vision for America, is a threat to personal freedoms and health care. They've been all for so-called health, reproductive health care, as if that's anything healthy about it. In general, right? Because in general, most of them are convenience. The woman playing God. The woman caving to fear, giving into her imagination. I get that it's rough, those pregnancies. part of, I guess, the curse. So in other words, you hate nature and nature's God. And I get it. Nobody wants to go through pain. But, yeah, they just want to kill the babies. Because Trump would be reasonable about it. And when presented with a case, I would be pretty reasonable. Be like, yeah, give him leeway. And of course, that leeway is going to be abused by people. There's no getting around abusing the leeway. It reminds me of marijuana. The people are so degenerate, they want their marijuana. And so they're getting medical cards, a doctor's signature for marijuana. Or the people with their pets. People just have a regular pet, and then they call it a, what is that thing? Comfort? Personal comfort animal? Something like that? PCA? I forget what it was. I covered it from the Nextdoor app the other, a few weeks ago. People abuse leeway, and there's always going to be evil. Service dog. Comfort, sir. It says something to comfort. And there's literal doctors. You talk about liberal. Doctors will sign, oh, this child needs this animal for his anxiety. Talk about messed up parents. So people are just lost. It's crazy. Does that make sense, what I'm saying? I think it does. You can call in. There's one line open. 1-888-775-3773. So that's in the Supreme Court, the thing. I'm laughing because Hassan says I abuse it. I impose on business. And they're not allowed to question you. The customer is always right. So, excuse me, do you have proof that this is a certified service animal? Don't question me. Don't question me. I'm going to pick at your business. Just get real aggressive. The squeaky wheel gets the grease. Hey, for right or for wrong. Pretty funny. Let me get to Robert, a purported first-time caller out of Kansas. How you doing, Robert?
Good. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. It's good to hear from you. Thank you for holding.
I love the show, man.
Cool.
It's nice to finally hear some like-minded podcasts.
Right on.
I can actually agree with most of the stuff out there. 90% is just horse crap, you know?
You're talking about 90% of what's said on the internet or said in the mainstream media or stuff like that?
Well, just in general, the news, the internet, it's just how it's pushed. The agenda, I would call it the Luciferian agenda, is just pushed down everybody's throats.
Yeah,
and
true.
Especially our kids, and you know, you were just talking about our kids with anxiety. I have kids, and these are uncharted waters, and it's hard to understand what they're actually going through when suicides just for girls from 12 to 18 went up 300% since Facebook in 2012.
Wow,
it's just uncharted waters. You know what I mean, man?
Yeah, for sure.
You know, and we ask for it. In Revelation, we actually want the technology, and we want to become enslaved. We want to be put in the meta, and that's what's going on currently, in my opinion.
Yeah, we enjoy our own self-destruction.
Yeah, we've become over-civilized. You know, we're lacking nature, and our kids are stuck on their phones, and
yeah.
We're going to look back at this, you know, 50 years from now and say, we were crazy for giving our 5- and 6-year-olds smartphones. That was part of the reason I got a divorce, because I told my wife at the time not to ever get our child a smartphone. He could have a flip phone when he's maybe 12, just so we can get a hold of him.
Yeah.
But my dad had a stroke, and I had to leave town. Mm. And I came back, and he had a smartphone. And that's the day I felt like I lost my son at about 10 years old.
Wow. Because the undermining wife,
yep,
and mother of your son did not,
yep,
keep... Wow. What a mess.
Yeah, it's very... I'm very hard-pressed to find women in our country that actually obey their husbands.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That's why I'm thinking, you know, I travel to Mexico a lot in South America, and the women down there are slowly changing, but they're still in the old school approach of women where they do honor their husbands way more than Americans.
I don't know, man.
It is changing, though.
Yeah, because how are they
have smartphones.
How are they so lost and socialists down there if their women are so traditional and decent?
They're just brainwashed. They don't learn from their past. I mean, they're basically all these countries are Catholic, a religion that I don't really agree with because, you know, they send off their prayers to Mary.
Yeah, and they're Mary's sort of dead. What my impression of this Central and South America, are you talking about Mexico too?
Well, yeah, I've lived in Mexico before, and I've gotten to know the culture real well. And I'm telling you, the women are much different than Americans.
Fair enough. Yeah, I get that. I've picked up on that a little bit because I grew up around a bunch of Mexicans and Salvadorians and others.
I mean, very family oriented.
Yeah, but it's like even in that, it is not. Something is amiss, you know, like they'll put family and friends over right and wrong, you know, they'll like,
Go ahead. I can see your point, but I think that if we do start with the family first, things come in line a lot more naturally. I think that since the nuclear family has been destroyed in America, and we took mom out of the kitchen after World War II and you know, had basically the state raise our kids, that's when we started seeing the downfall of America.
Yeah. There's been all kinds of different attacks at the foundations, at the strong foundation of of people's Christianity, people's family, people's sense of right and wrong. It's
morals.
Education, everything.
I mean, what do you expect when we give our little kids smartphones and they go in their room and they can look up anything they want?
Yeah. No, that's...
You know, it's we're going to look back at these days and think that we were completely insane.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even really think adults should have them.
Yeah.
They're so addictive. And, you know, like, anybody who has a smartphone, which is 99% of Americans, is actually supporting the CCP. You know, it's slave labor out of China.
Oh, I've heard
we're
this.
We're all in on it. It's just like Revelation says, we ask for the technology.
Right.
We want it.
Yeah.
So we're all guilty.
Is slave labor so bad? People say that a lot.
They have nets outside of the company, so when they jump, they get scooped up in a net so they can go back to work.
I've heard that. Yeah, I feel like I've seen the suicide nets on their high-rise buildings, or at least one.
Yeah. Have you seen during COVID when the people filmed in those high-rises in China and everybody was wailing, they were running out of food and water? Have you seen that footage?
No. They were wailing as in crying?
Yeah, they literally, the Chinese government welded the doors shut to some of these places.
Oh, so I had heard stuff like that. Yeah.
Well, there's videos of the whole, like in Shanghai, of just buildings moaning.
Oh,
and that's what's coming here.
The people in the buildings, moaning of people trapped in the buildings emanating from those buildings.
Yeah, I mean, that's what's going to happen here. That's the blueprint for the New World Order, in my opinion. It starts with the social credit score. They already monitor, like you said, everything we do online.
Yeah.
And you know, if you don't fall in line with Biden right now, they can throw away an 80-year-old lady that just walked around the Capitol looking at stuff, you know?
Well, I know that there was a 50 or 60-year-old grandmother who went into the Capitol, and she was charged with parading. And I forget what happened with her, but she was one of the first
the
ones.
The cops just let her in.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
It was an inside job. I mean, she even thanked, if it's the same woman I'm thinking about, I thought she was older, even thanked him in the Capitol security. no worries, man. It was all a big false flag, you know?
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
They are definitely taking away our rights day to day, and that's the reason I call it, because I wanted to state when I think that America fell from grace from God, since we were a God-fearing country, our forefathers were Christian. And I think that in 1973, when we legalized murdering babies, became the law of the land, is when it started. And then in 2015, when gay marriage became the law of the land, that's when America fell from grace, because we were the most blessed nation in the history of the world, you know?
Yeah. And neither of those were even laws of the land. That's the Supreme Court ruling on something. They're not laws written by any legislator who writes laws. Those were just made up things. So
nine people,
crooked.
And that, you know, nine people can decide the fate of America. And I really think that's Donald Trump's best legacy, is what he did with the Supreme Court, and it saved us a bunch. But
I differ. I think Trump's best legacy is his spirit, more than the Supreme Court, more than the wall, which is, you know, mostly done, more than anything, he had the spirit of freedom and just speaking the truth. And that was inspiring to a lot of people. Or if that directly wasn't inspiring, the evil overreaction to that woke people up to be like, oh my goodness, why are they overreacting to this guy who's just being normal, you know, rather than being a phony politician.
Yeah. Plus he's quite the comedian, you know?
True. I guess so.
But, you know, his fundamental choices of who he hired in the government, I think he really screwed up. And, you know, like Bolton, for instance, and now he's taking the Republican guy, I forget his name, that gave Ukraine all this money when they should be, you know, putting it into our own country.
Yeah.
But I it's hard for me to say, is Donald Trump a globalist or is he for the common man? I want to believe it, but even if he does get elected, it just gives us a 4-year grace period.
Yeah, and even
what
then,
happens after that?
He has his own, the whole executive branch is so much bigger than the president, and it can undermine the president if the people in the cabinet, or not just the cabinet, but in the bureaucracies are against him, and they are. So it's a mess. Yeah. So
it's called the deep state, and he claimed that he was going to clean out the swamp, and he didn't do it.
Right. Yeah, and I don't know what
he
could do
this time if he's not in jail. But, you know, I fear if he is in jail, that's going to start a civil war. But that means Americans are going to have to get off their butts and stop watching Netflix and actually fight for something. And I don't think we have it in us, you know.
No, I don't.
One of my favorite quotes.
Yeah.
One of my favorite quotes ever is, you know, strong men are created by hard times. You know, you get those alpha males. And we've had it weak for 75 years since World War II. And look at it, you know, we're only as strong as our next generation. And we just have a lot of betas.
Yep. That's so true, man.
And
you know, you brought up the social media and how people are brainwashed and the foundations being torn apart from our country. I remember reading this quote from this guy who's not morally straight, but he's sort of sensible in terms of, I guess, conservatism, if you will. And he said that civilizations and societies, when they're on the brink, when they're on the major decline, they're looking into this gender non-binary stuff. And I think and that's just a symptom, really, because that's not the root of the issue. That's just one of the symptoms.
Yeah, if you look at Rome, just what you're saying, they started blurring the genders right before the empire collapsed.
Yep. Spoiled, just like what you said. Good times, the good quote unquote good times make men weak.
Yeah, just a bunch of betas.
Yep. Terrible, man.
And you know, and I consider it Luciferian, since I do feel like we fell from grace. When we legalized killing babies.
Yeah.
Which blacks kill more babies than are actually born.
No. That depends on where you are. Blacks kill more.
Well, no, I mean, I think in general in America.
No, I think that's I think more are born than are killed, but it depends on where you are. Like in New York, sometimes, some years, they kill more than are born. They kill most of the babies that they conceive. But yeah, it's out of control still.
I mean, that's just crazy to me. And now,
yeah,
you know, our Constitution says between a man and a woman, I believe, is marriage. And now it can be between anything. I mean, there's how many LGBTQ, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. And then meanwhile, we have our border wide open. We don't even have a country anymore like Trump does.
Yeah.
Without a border, we don't have a, you know, all these Congress people have walls all around their houses.
So true.
But yet, you know, I just, you know, I live 100% off the grid for the last 18 years.
Right on, man.
I raised my son like this where I'm self-sufficient to, for the most part. But I you know, I called Jesse last week and he said that, well, you know, the end of America is not going to be while you're still alive. And, you know, he comes like a thief in the night. I'm not talking about the end of the world, just America, because I believe we're not even mentioned in the end times. Like, America dissolves from within before all that stuff gets started. And I think it's just prudent to store some food, dig a well, and be ready for that, you know, for those hard times. And because I think we are supposed to fight till the bitter end. And I think most Americans have no concept of this. I mean, if the power goes out in 2 weeks, people are eating each other in the cities.
That's wild.
and it just seemed like Jesse just didn't, you know, he's talking about the planes, you know, they're not going to be safe.
Right.
Flying,
they're
know,
already, the pilots, they're
that's
already
that's
iffy.
The least of our problems. I mean, that's the very least. I mean, we're going to have people eat each other to survive. You know, you get these balloons flying over our country all summer. They could just drop an EMP and shut down the grid like that. I mean, our grid is very vulnerable. And I just don't think people realize these. We've had it too good, too easy. We haven't had a justified war since World War II.
And I don't even think, and I'm not even sure World War II is, or World War I were justified.
Exactly. Like, yeah. That's why I was like, maybe, but. You know,
I don't even,
like,
I didn't even really, veterans. Honestly, I don't even really, I don't even like this Civil War, the so-called, you know, this where 600,000 Americans died.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't like that.
War's good, but sometimes you got to stand up. I mean, this next war that we're, the World War, I mean, I do feel like it's validated that we did fight the Nazis. But meanwhile, Operation Paperclip, we brought in half of the scientists. I mean, Wernher von Braun was the head of NASA. He hung 5 Jews, the slowest Jews at his factory, every day.
Whoa.
And there are demonic forces in check that run our government, the deep state and all that, that we just don't know. Even if Trump gets in, who knows if he's even running it?
Yeah. Yeah, no, he's being undermined, man. Robert, I got to run, man. It's nice to hear from you. Call me again.
Yeah, I really appreciate it, man.
Yeah.
Have a good day.
You as well. Take care. Before we get to the top of the hour music, it's some actually good music, this track that I'm going to play. Oh, I was about to get to Aman in India, but he's not there. Alex in California is on the line. Alex, thank you for calling, man, and holding there. What's up?
Hey, you're killing me. I got like literally 2 or 3 minutes here.
Oh, good. I'm glad I went to you.
Yeah. So I finally got some proof for you.
Nice. Let's hear it.
Chemtrails are real, man.
Chemtrails are real?
Yeah. You know, the stuff they're spraying in the sky?
Yeah, the stuff that comes out of the back of the jets.
Yeah, the Santa Ana Watershed Project Authority in California is a company that's doing it, and they're spraying silver iodide in the clouds up in the atmosphere. So all these years that it's tinfoil hat conspiracy theory, people have been screaming at you normies,
they're
spraying stuff in the skies, and you guys are calling us crazy.
Right.
Looks like score one for the conspiracy theorists.
And that's reported in, like, normal official releases, right? Haven't officials acknowledged this? Silver iodide, is that to like calm down the harsh effects of the sun on us poor white people?
To dim the sun, apparently. But,
yeah.
You know,
for who? For
like
for the white people
ever,
or for the crops?
Is it for the
crops to not get burned by the sun so much, or us, the people, or to get more rain, or to change the climate?
I mean, we could speculate on that, but like I said, it's not like the scientists have ever lied to us before.
Oh, so I thought that they had some reason that they did it. I thought that there was some reason that they said, that they admitted to.
I believe it's for the dimming the sun and the climate change and the water system.
Yep. Okay, nice. So proof one, thank you, man. Appreciate that.
Yep, score one for the tinfoil hats.
Shout out.
And to wrap it up, yesterday I saw, was that Sean that was on JLP for a little while?
Yes, Sean, the producer.
Dude, Sean is amazing.
Yeah. No, you got to check out Sean.
Sean deserves his own show. I mean, when he popped that globe, that just, I almost had to change my pants.
I just about. That's funny, man. I can't even find the globe. But I have a flat earth model. Yeah, he smashed it. That was so vicious.
Do we know if Joel Friday, he black, is a flat earther or a glober?
Joel Friday TV, I don't know. I don't know. I think he doesn't know or care that much.
But he reinflated right?
Yeah, Sean reinflated my ball earth. Well, it's not my ball earth. Somebody sent it to us. Shout out. You know who did.
So at least Sean gets it. So then what's wrong with you and Jesse? How come you guys can't? You got Satan and the mama spirit gripping you tight with that globe nonsense.
Yeah, we're baltards. Well,
you guys
especially
forgive
me.
Your mommies.
What's that? Forgive our mommies? is that what woke you up when you forgave your mother? You became you realized that the earth is an obvious non-globe? It's flat?
No.
Okay.
But yeah, in my opinion, I guess this probably sounds mean, but I think only the only way to be a real Christian is to be a flat earther.
I've heard stuff along those lines. Continue.
The only people who believe in the flat earth are the Christians. It's not an atheist thing.
I have noticed a lot of Christians are flat earthers. The first time I was exposed to like the people thinking this was a guy who turned Christian. One of my soccer friends, Mexican guy, he turned all Christian, and on Instagram he was posting that the earth is flat. So nice. Yeah, shout out to the flat earth, our Christian brothers.
Shout out to the flat earthers and the chemtrailers.
Yeah, man. Well, I'm glad you got through. I know you gotta keep it short here.
Yeah, I'll call you guys back soon.
Definitely, man. Please do. Take care.
All right, have a good day.
You too. Bye. Guys, we're at the top of the hour. I gotta keep it moving if I'm gonna get to this music and your calls and things. So it is Work Hard Wednesday. Are we working hard or are we hardly working? But some of you truckers work, right? Don't you work even though you're sitting on your rear all day long? You know who's also a trucker? Jason Martin of Star Flyer 59. And so on Wednesdays, I like to play Star Flyer 59. This track is entitled West Coast Friendship. It is from the 2002 Can't Stop Eating EP. I hope you enjoy it, you musical Philistines. I know I do. Be right back for hour two. Enjoy. Ah. Nice. Shout out to, thank you guys for bearing with me through the beautiful music. I have some super chats and chats to read. Sorry, I'm sad. 2014 on IG. Hake streaming on IG. Service animal. Comfort dog? Emotional support? And Kid Combo 1 says, emotional support animals, ESAs. That's what those things are called. Emotional support animals. How weak are, I'm going to put myself in there, are we? Terrible. Terrible. Bum, bum, bum. Nice. Thank you guys for explaining that. By the way, Joel Friday TV is coming up next, everybody. He's coming up in less than an hour, I do believe. So let me see if I find him. Passing Judgment on Another is his show that's coming up. After him, Nick, the American Anchor Baby, will be live. So check those guys out. Joel Friday TV, former co-host of The Hake Report with Joel and Esteban, by the way. And then Nick, the American Anchor Baby, always a vibe. Best show on the JLP network, some say. That's what I've heard. And I cannot dispute. So, shout out. Okay, I have super chats to read. Over on buymeacoffee.com, I'm remiss in not reading this one. Base America First says, the San Onofre, you know where I go to the beach sometimes and play recordings? The San Onofre nuclear generating station was permanently shut down in 2013. Now an environmental group, Friends of the Earth, is suing the U.S. DOE, Department of Education? No. Department of Interior? No. I don't know. DOE over its $1 billion award to help keep Diablo Canyon, California's last nuclear power plant that provides 9% of the state's electricity, running beyond a planned 2025 closure. So Friends of the Earth wants to keep it closed. Oh, no. Their Plans of the Earth is suing the U.S. DOE over their award to help keep Diablo Canyon from closing. Keep it running. So Friends of the Earth want to shut it down? You may remember a solar farm in Scotts Bluff, Nebraska was destroyed by hail last June. No, I didn't. I don't know if I remember that. I don't know if I ever knew that. Wow. A solar farm southwest of Houston was similarly destroyed by hail March 15th. Cowboy Energy and Portugal's Green Volt Power plan to build a $155 million solar farm near Yoder, Wyoming, in the southeastern part of that state, known as Hail Alley. Hail Alley. They're going to build a solar farm where it hails, in the alley where it hails, or the southeastern portion of, Yoder, Wyoming. Wow. The mama spirit is strong with these bad ideas. Indeed, man. So why was, a lot of the people who care about the environment, but who are not liberals, not socialists, not communists, not dumb mama spirit people, they're for solar power. As long as it's well kept up and people are able to keep it up properly and they're disciplined and they follow the protocol to keep stuff from melting down or whatever, which you have to have capable people. You can't have DEI or affirmative action. You have to have high standards, no matter whether it's all white people or all whites and Asians. You have to have high standards. You can't be like, oh, we'll give you preferential treatment just because you're this. Shameful. And you have to hold those people to a high standard. Because nowadays, everybody's on decline, it seems like, a lot of us. Wow, shut down in 2013, San Onofre Nuclear Generating Station. Friends of the Earth. Fiends of the Earth. Snakes of the Earth. It's ridiculous, man. Don't fall for this green stuff, because this green stuff, a lot of them are not honest. They just want to redistribute America's wealth. and shut stuff down, because they will, you know how you're just kind of self-destructive in relationships or whatever. When you're angry or you're on a kick or you have something that you can't let go, you just don't function well. And I think it seems like that's what's happening with those people. Lamos. Thank you, Base America First. Appreciate you giving that yesterday before the Hake Report, and I barely got to it today. Popcorn's Thump Keg bought a coffee. What is your opinion on the idea of making an example out of someone within the context of the legal system? For example, if a particular crime is punishable by 5 to 10 years in jail, but a judge decides to give a person 15 years as a way to deter other people from doing the same thing. It strikes me as wrong, but I'm unsure. What are your thoughts? Please answer. Parentheses, please answer on that part first, so I won't read further. He gave me further. So, does that actually happen where it's 10 to 15 years? I mean, 5 to 10 years, but then the judge does 15? Is that true? Is that what happens, or is this just a scenario that you imagined up that hasn't actually happened? I'm wondering. I'm just curious. But all crime punishments should make an example, should be to make an example, not just for the other people to see, but also for you yourself, you know? I guess in the, maybe except in the case of death penalty, but even in the case of the death penalty, you know, the capital punishment, make an example. Because think about it, even in the case of the death penalty, because that's one thing that makes an example, right? Other people will find out that you got the, you know, executed for your crime, but you yourself will realize, I'm going to be executed for this. And maybe that harsh reality will wake you up to repent before you die. Whereas if they let you live in prison for life, you'll be, that's not as harsh of a shock. And you may never repent. It's total speculation, but hey. So it should be a harsh example for you yourself. Harsh, make an example of you to yourself. Follow what I'm saying, Popcorn Stump Keg? Isn't that, had you thought of that? Isn't that kind of a nice thing? Now, I think the punishment should fit the crime, but it should be good and harsh. The Muslims, I heard they used to cut off hands. And I heard this story from the J.C. Lee Peterson show last week where in South Africa, a couple of guys cut off this guy's hands. Maybe I'm a beta. Maybe I'm a softy. Maybe I'm basically Obama. But that seems... I don't think I'm for that. Cutting off hands just because they're thieves. I'm not for letting them out of jail. Because they don't even send them to jail. I enjoyed watching, because I don't think it was really destructive to the person's body. Those people at that 7-Eleven was it the Bay Area where those guys had the sticks and they were wailing on that guy, that thief? I enjoyed that, because that was immediate punishment and it had nothing to do with the law. And then this black guy who also worked with them stepped in and said, hey, that's enough. Calm down. Shout out to the black guy, who stopped them. So it was a harsh punishment, but it was also contained. I like stuff like that. And then he also maybe has to go to jail and work and get on the chain gang. But yeah, if, say, stealing, you get 5 or 10 years in jail, that's a pretty harsh punishment. 15? I don't think I necessarily agree with at least the instance that you portrayed, Popcorn's Thump Keg. So he continues, I've heard you suggest that hate crime, so-called HC laws, are wrong. Yes, I agree with that. They are wrong. There's no such... you should punish them for the crime that they do, not their motivation behind it, supposed motivation behind it, and that the person should be punished only for what they did, i.e. the action, and not have the extras added on, harsher punishment for the hate crime enhancement. They enhance the penalty. I disagree with you on that, but I think giving someone an extra 5 years in prison to make an example is analogous to the way that you see extras that HC laws represent. Yeah, exactly. That's what it is. The evil people want to make an example of the whites because these laws are most publicly used against whites, although blacks disproportionately commit hate crimes, the so-called hate crimes. So blacks are suffering from these laws. Did you know that? They do. Real Vincent James has this stats on that. Because he's a researcher, and I got tired of researching. It's not really good for my mind. And I don't know how to present it well. He presents it so much better. But, yeah, I disagree with that type of making an example, because you're basically making an example of someone for... their freedom of speech. We should give people the freedom to express their hatred and then call them to love. You show them love. But this is showing them hate because, think about it, everybody wants a hate crime enhancement against their champion victim, you know? Think about Ahmaud Arbery. They chased him down and shot him in the street. But that's not the whole story. He got in a fight with them, and at that point, the man didn't have much choice. But, yeah, maybe they shouldn't have done that. But they were saying, oh, they want to call it... Some people probably wanted to call that a hate crime. And that's demonic. Think about the demonic people who don't actually care about the situation. They're just on team anti-racism, if you will, which is really anti-white. Because they're profiling the white as being racist just because they shot a black who was squirrely and suspicious and fighting with them over a gun. Isn't that evil? That's sowing discord and division on the pretense, the mama pretense of trying to promote unity and mama government trying to crack down on hate. They're hating. Why don't you stop them from hating? Everybody's hating. Most of the crimes that are actual crimes are committed through hatred. But no, it's against the whole community. It doesn't even matter. Like, these are innocent people, blah, blah, blah. You know, like the Buffalo shooting where the white guy went in and shot a bunch of just innocent black people just shopping at a Buffalo supermarket, Buffalo, New York. I get that that's evil, but that stuff kind of... These laws kind of perpetuate that type of division and discord and hatred and resentment. It's kind of like the ADL spreads hate by trying to fight hate. They're spreading hate. They are hateful, and they're attracting hatred towards them, and they're attracting hatred towards everybody else. You know what I mean, Jelly Bean? Yes, I do, Tennis Shoe. Thank you, Popcorn Stump Keg. Very interesting as always, man, or woman, or young child, or AI. Chris Person also bought 3 coffees with no message. Thank you, man. Appreciate that. And he gave another coffee saying, hey, do you ever grow tired of walking the same spots? I have about a half dozen I cycle through and probably 2 or 3 I visit most. You know, I think about that. If I'm in my head, I feel like I get tired of it. But if I'm not in my head... I don't know if I get tired of it. Maybe. But yeah, I kind of do. But, you know, I could walk through my neighborhood or I could probably run on a treadmill. And if I'm in the present, then you don't get bored or you bear through the boredom. But yeah, I do like variety. I like changing stuff up. So for sure, I definitely... relate, Chris Person 77. Nice. The lines are full, guys. I gotta get to Aman. Aman in India. Is it Aman or Aman? In India.
The first one.
Aman. Nice. It's good to hear from you. Thank you for calling back.
Yeah, somebody walked in the room and I didn't want to, like...
Oh, no problem, man. I get it. That's better than that's better than talking to that person while I'm trying to get to you.
Yeah. I had a question. I asked Sean too, but he said Hake would have a better remark or something like that.
Yeah.
He said, my question is, in the Bible it says, don't say your Lord's God's name in vain.
Yeah.
In which situation are you not supposed to? Like, how are you not, like, where you should not use it?
I don't even know. I'm not sure what it means. I have thought, people say, oh, don't say God, bleep, You know, I don't know if you picked up on what I just said. Don't say GD, or don't say Jesus Christ as an expletive, as like a curse word or something. But I don't think that those things are what taking the Lord's name in vain. Maybe, because he said that to the Israelites in the desert, you shall not take the name of the Lord thy God, the Lord thy God, in vain. And I have thought, oh, you are taking on his name, you are representing him in vain, and you're not being a good example of one of God's children. I thought maybe it's like that. Or you're swearing. People say, oh, I swear to God. Or you swear. And Jesus said, let your yes be yes and your no, no. So that's could be taking the Lord's name and swearing by his name. And it's like, huh? Who are you that you can swear by that? So I'm not sure what it really means.
Yeah, one thing I've noticed about this, related to this, is that women, on a lot of times, they would say, oh, God. In every situation, they would say, oh, God. And then you would ask them, do you believe in God? And they say, no, I don't believe in God, but I just use it as, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what kind of stupid creature is this?
Right. It's crazy.
Like, it doesn't make sense, but yeah.
That's true. Yeah. That's a good point. People have idle tongues, that is for sure. You know, I don't know if you caught Sean's filling in for JLP in the first hour of yesterday's show, but he talked about how people use language and use communication very poorly. They use phrases like that with no meaning. And they're distracting because they're nervous, or they have these tics that they always repeat, these nervous tics that come out in saying, no, I'm saying, or whatever. So.
Yeah, even in like when speaking there, like I've noticed even in myself, they're trying to get a thrill out of it.
Yeah.
Like some kind of emotions they're trying to get out of each other.
True. Yeah. Shameful.
Yeah.
Manipulative.
But I did not watch it. I'll watch it.
Cool.
Right now, I guess.
Right on, man. What time is it in India for you?
Right now, it's 11 p.m. in the night.
Whoa. So you guys are pretty far over there. Okay. So you're 13
totally
hours ahead
on the
of
other
us.
Side.
13 hours on us you have right now. Cool, man.
Yeah. Well, that's all I had.
It's great to hear from you,
man.
Glad you got in.
You too.
Take care. Bye.
Take care.
Flor in Guatemala. Guatemala. How are you doing, Flor?
It's good. I am working hard. It is Wednesday.
Right on. Work hard Wednesday. What's up?
Yeah. Wednesday is a better day than Monday. Let me tell you that, Hake.
Oh, terrible. shouldn't we love them all the same? Or we should not be moved by the day of the week? I get that people get excited about weekends, but that's so worldly.
I mean, it depends because, like, from Monday to Saturday, I'm working a lot, and then Sundays, I still, like, go to exercise and stuff, but it's more of, like, a calm day, so I do look forward to that day.
Okay. Nice.
So, hey, I need to, oh my goodness, I had to call you because CNN, such a snake. They are a bunch of lying snakes.
Oh, so my news, my fake news was fake news?
Yeah, well, you were talking about the wars and how now they're talking about that women, they're medically oppressed when they have a medical emergency.
Yeah.
That is a lie. That is such a lie.
You're the woman who worked in an American hospital, right?
And I am the woman who works in the medical hospital, American hospital, yes.
And you said that they're liberal because they make you say partner and all kinds of crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Vax propaganda.
For sure.
All right. So abortion is not a medical emergency. A medical emergency doesn't generally call for abortion like they're pretending that it does. What are you saying?
Oh, no, because from what I understood, they're trying to say that women are not getting enough coverage for those type of emergencies.
They're not getting enough coverage. You're saying coverage, meaning protected by the law, like women or the... are you saying coverage by the insurance company not wanting to cover it?
Yeah, like medically coverage, you know?
Oh. Because they don't want to violate these laws?
Yeah, but that is a lie, Hague. Like, if a woman goes into the hospital... look, I have taken over 20,000 calls throughout my career as an interpreter.
Whoa.
Okay? And there has been cases where the woman goes in, for example, with a steel... When they have a stillbirth, I think it's called, when, you know, the baby's not alive.
Yeah, the baby's dead before it's even born.
Yes.
Or course of being born.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they have to, they usually induce the birth. It depends how far along the pregnancy is, but they do something right away. You know, like, especially in California, especially in New York, like, every case that I have had where something is terribly wrong with the pregnancy,
yeah,
they do it right away. You know, there is no such a thing as, no, we can't, because the law says that doesn't happen. That's a lie.
You're familiar with California. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah, very familiar with it, yeah.
What about in the cases of these other states that have cracked down on abortion? Could it be possible that they're getting all this confusion in those states?
I mean, I work with all the states. I do get a lot of the California hospitals, but I work with all of them.
Oh, okay.
You know, like, I literally work for every single hospital.
To this day, you're working kind of at a phone bank in Guatemala with American patients or patients who are in America who are Spanish speaking to help translate with the doctor or whatever. Is that what's going on?
Exactly.
Not to dox your job,
yeah,
even though I just did.
Live interpretation.
Okay, cool. Okay, so are you hearing anything along these lines about in these states where they have cracked down on it, such as, you know, like Florida, they're going to do it, and some of these southern, beautiful southern states, shout out to the beautiful South.
No.
Okay.
No, it's all the same in all of the hospitals. Like, if the mother has an emergency,
yeah,
her life is at risk, or the baby's life is at risk, or the baby already passed away, or something.
Yeah.
A medical intervention goes right away. They don't go ahead and wonder around if the law is permitted or not. You know,
yeah,
like, they don't do that. That, it just doesn't happen. You know, like, what happens is they go ahead and intervene right away.
Okay.
Whatever is necessary to do. You know, if it's an abortion, just they do it because they have to do it.
Right.
You know, like, it just doesn't make sense what CNN is saying, because you don't see that. Like, it doesn't happen.
Okay.
You know, at least for what I have seen.
I think of you as a pretty honest woman, as women go, you know.
Yeah.
And I've heard, but I've had debates with ladies who say, oh, these people are, doctors are scared for their jobs and scared for their freedom. Women are scared for their future fertility is at stake. If they don't get this abortion, they won't be able to have kids later down the road, and they might get problems or whatever with their bodies if they don't get this abortion. But their life is not at stake, but their health is at stake. But isn't your health kind of always at risk? I don't know. I can't get the straight truth.
I mean, getting pregnant.
Yeah.
It is risky. It is risky. Why? Because there is called the gestational diabetes, right? Women who develop diabetes while they're pregnant, and it only happens when they're pregnant.
Yeah.
Also, high blood pressure. I mean, there is so many risks that you can have when you get pregnant. You know, it's something completely normal.
Yeah.
It's not something. But the thing is that it doesn't happen that often, though.
Right. And you know, in those cases,
it doesn't happen.
Just because it doesn't happen often doesn't mean that they shouldn't be able to get their, I guess, abortion to protect them, I guess. So in those cases that are very rare, I think it should be reasonable. I think it should definitely, I know that it should be reasonable. But these people are the most unreasonable and dishonest people who are presenting these stories, you know? So it's hard to trust them.
Yeah. Yeah, they make it sound like this woman, like a woman when it's in medical need of getting one.
Yeah.
In my personal view, she should get it. You know, because
what does medical need mean, though?
Like, it means that, for example, that the mother could pass away, right?
Uh-huh.
Or, like, the baby is extremely sick, you know, and the baby's just died already. There is also,
what if the baby is, like, projected to die within a year of being born?
In my personal view, I will still have the baby. But yeah. That's just me.
Yeah, I think I'm with you on that. Because that's kind of...
Yeah.
Yeah. Or within, like, a few days. What if the baby's going to die in a few days after being born?
That's often, actually, Hake. That's very common. And it happens
I think you should still have it.
Long.
You should still have it, because then you let God's will be done, and you're not playing God.
Exactly. God has plans for that baby, and if God's plan is for the baby to be born, then the baby's born, you know, and whatever will happen. But there is also miracles, you know.
Right.
I have had cases where the baby's lungs are not fully developed, and the doctors are like, you know, like, you should really think about having this baby because the baby's not going to live. And then 2 weeks later, you have the same patient, and the baby's totally fine. You know, like, the baby is living. So we can't play God on that, right?
Right. Okay. Do you believe that doctors might be purposely sabotaging the situation in order to make a point, in order to try to undermine these laws and create a sob story?
Yeah, you know what's the problem with doctors that I have seen very often is that doctors have come to be very insensitive about medicine. They just go by a book, whatever they teach you, that's what they go for, right?
Yeah.
And the doctors these days since COVID, I mean, doctors usually in a daily basis, they're like 3 hours behind their appointment. So doctors at this point, they just sit down with you and they ask you just a bunch of questions. And a lot of them don't really look deep into the problems. And they just kind of like, oh, I think that you have this. And I'll give you this medicine. And if it doesn't work out, come back in 3 weeks and we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Yeah. Lazy. And then the people just want pills. They just, because the people are asking for pills and stuff like that. Oh, DOE is Department of Energy. I had an outburst because I read a super chat and I'm like, DOE, Department of Education? DOE is Department of Energy. Pardon me, that has nothing to do with what we're talking about, but somebody in my Twitter chat, dbergen91, says DOE, Department of Energy. Facepalm. Hake is ignorant.
What department is that?
Duh.
Oh, and I wanted to mention something really quick before I let you go.
Yeah.
The hospitals have become so liberal. Before COVID, because I don't think people understand how much COVID actually marked into the medical field. Because before COVID, when you will go up to the hospital and, you know, the emergency room or just the main lobby to register yourself, the common questions, one of them was, what is your religion preference?
Okay.
Right? Like, that was a very common question.
Yeah.
Now they have switched that question. I don't ask that question as often anymore. Like, I would say it's been months since I asked that. Now the question is, what is your gender identity?
Wow.
You know, it,
right.
Which is crazy. You know, like if you have prostate cancer, why will you ask that to a patient? Clearly, you will know what the gender is, you
yeah.
know? And also, when I refer to the doctor since about 2 years ago, we have to go through like 3 or 4 questions for the provider for billing purposes.
Uh-huh.
And one of the questions now is, how will you, what are your pronouns?
Shameful.
And at the beginning, it was so painful for me to ask that question because I was like, what you mean?
Right.
And even though they would tell me like he, she, or and clear, I mean, she, her, and clearly was a he, I'm still going to call him he.
Yeah.
Yeah, they get mad at me, you know, but I'm not going to change my morals for the solution of somebody else.
Yeah. True.
You know, now has gone to a point that I just don't ask that question. I just call them what they are.
Oh, okay.
You know, but that's how liberal.
She's just kidding. She's asking people. Don't dox her and try to get her fired. She does ask.
<I'm>, oh yeah.
for the sake of your job and for the sake of my channel, she asks people. She asks. She doesn't violate the policy.
Yeah, just to tell YouTube.
Nice. That's wild. What a mess. Well, thank you for your call,
Florida.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, no problem, Hake. You have a great day, okay?
All right, you too. Take care.
Bye.
Bye. Sarah in Florida is on the line, a first-time caller. Thank you for calling and holding there, Sarah. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing fine. Thank you.
I just had a comment about what you guys were just talking about. You brought up Florida and their medical practices.
Yeah.
And she was discussing, you know, California and New York and, what she knows about them. And I just wanted to let you know my experience with a miscarriage I had last year in Florida. When I got to the emergency room, I waited forever telling them that I'm actively having a miscarriage. And then they finally sent me up. I didn't see a doctor for hours. And then when the doctor finally came in, they said they refused to do any type of treatment. Like, they recommended me getting a D&E, but they said that they would not do one at the hospital that I was in.
The D&E
is... They told me I had to go somewhere else.
...is a dilation and extraction to basically...
Yes.
...kill... Basically, in the process, they have to kill the baby to... finish off the baby, basically. Or is the baby already dead? Was the baby already dead in you?
Yes, the baby was already dead. I had a natural miscarriage.
Right.
They do call it a spontaneous abortion, which the vernacular they use, I feel like when you're in the middle of something like that, that's very harsh.
Yeah.
There's so many other words you can use.
I know. Isn't that funny that they use this term that's so, like, I guess, scientific or technical to... And it's become such a demonized word because everybody knows that it means killing the babies in the womb. And usually it means on purpose when it wasn't your...
Having a miscarriage is not that.
Right. What a mess.
And was
that because... So they didn't want to do that...
That procedure.
Oh. I was talking over you. Let me ask, they didn't want to do it inside the hospital. Is that because of this, the laws against abortion in Florida?
I'm not 100% sure because I was also there during shift change. So it's like the doctor at the end of the shift didn't want to do this anymore. Like his bedside manner was just awful.
Uh-huh.
Like I'm literally like having a miscarriage. According to my dates, I was very far along. I was like 23 weeks in.
Yeah.
But the gestational, like the size of the baby was only 13 weeks. Like, this is something that I was planning. Like, this is something that I wanted, you know? And he's just like, yeah, you're having an abortion. I'm like, what? Like, I know I'm having a miscarriage.
Right. Yeah.
And then I was like, I mean, is it my insurance? Is that why you're not going to do this? Like, I don't understand. Like, why would you pass me off to, like, I have to go 3 counties away for me to get this done? And when I called them, they didn't have an appointment for days.
Wow.
And then I ended up back in the emergency room, like, with so much pain and, like, all the graphic stuff that comes with it.
Yeah.
And they were just like, again, I didn't see a doctor for hours. And then they finally brought someone in to do an ultrasound and go through. And she was amazing. She was really nice. I definitely don't want to complain about that side of it. But the doctor that originally spoke to me, like, he was just downright, oh, I don't even... I hope nobody ever has to go through that.
Yeah.
And like, I had a Medicaid at the time. And I was like, man, I feel like if I had, you know, really good insurance, you would have taken care of me properly. I'm very sorry about my rooster.
Is the problem the lack of good insurance, or is the problem that hospital itself and, like, this the state of hospitals and the medical industry itself?
I believe that it had to do with the hospital that I had to go to. It was my local hospital.
Yeah.
If I had the time, if I could have handled the car ride to go to a different hospital,
yeah,
I wholeheartedly believe that I would have been treated differently.
Oh, that's a rooster.
That if I
you
had
said rooster. I thought you said racer.
No, my rooster, doesn't like me. And I was over next to him because I have better signal.
Based. No, I'm kidding. That's cool. Wow. So, see, like, that's the other problem over that's going on, is that the quality of people, the quality of workers, the quality of character in and skills and
yes,
good sense
I do believe that.
Is at a low. You know, like, we used to have people like midwives and people that could treat you at home, doctors could home visit. I think that's partly maybe why it pays to be rich. You want to be rich if you can, so that you can afford the best care, because all of this, the quality of care is getting forced down. Like, they're redistributing low-quality care. Go ahead.
Medicine was supposed to, like, you're supposed to help no matter what, regardless of race, religion, your sexual orientation, any of that stuff. That stuff should not be a question.
Yeah,
it's wrong with you, and what can I do to help?
Yep.
Not your what type of insurance you have or any of those things. And I felt like every single one of those things was, like, working against me. And I was like, this is not fair. And I spoke to hospital administration about it because I was that upset, because I have a family of medical professionals, and I've done much research, and I'm a history buff on some of that type of stuff, on medical stuff. And it's like, what is going on? Like, how are you guys treating people like this, and how are you able to get away with it?
Yeah.
And they weren't able to give me any type of answers.
What's your take on what I was saying about these doctors being obstinate about these laws? Could you picture that with your knowledge of what's going on in the medical world? Could that be possible?
I do believe that they're trying to protect themselves.
Right.
I mean, there are good and bad people out there. There's people out there that are going to be like, I'm going to blame somebody else for my problem.
Yeah. I could totally,
it's not
I could totally
right.
see both ways.
There should definitely be a statute of limitations on that stuff.
Yeah. Like, is your...
You know...
Are you married?
I am.
Has your husband been involved in all this stuff? Has he helped you deal with that?
He helped me, you know, he emotionally and physically. He was there for me during the whole situation.
Okay.
It was my... I was irritated after the fact, and I'm the one that chose to call the administration. And just, it was more of a, I wanted to just know what was going on.
Right.
And no one could answer me. And I had a family member that used to work for that hospital in a pretty high up position.
Mm-hmm.
And I called her and I was like, listen, this is what happened. She was like, I am so sorry.
I think part of...
She retired 2 years before this happened. And she's like, so much has changed at those hospitals in these last 2 years.
Is these frivolous lawsuits and these crazy lawsuits that they face, is that partly what's driving up the costs?
I mean, it could be just like our vehicle insurance, especially in Florida, being a no-fault state. Like, all these people that don't have insurance, you know, it drives everybody else's insurance up.
What a mess.
I can imagine. Then I can also imagine how much Medicaid is willing to pay for these certain things that need to be done at these hospitals.
Yeah.
And maybe it was the specific hospital that I chose to go to, and I'm purposely not saying these names, like the types of hospitals
nice.
I went
I'm
to.
I'm glad you're not, because I don't want to
want to start anything. But I think that the hospital that I went to specifically... They were like, I'm not going to get paid for this.
I know.
This is a big procedure, and I ain't going to get paid.
You made a great point about the bunch of low-quality clientele who are making it harder for everybody, and they're getting subsidized, basically. For example, like these uninsured motorists who are bad drivers and causing these car crashes and illegals and all that stuff, I imagine, some of them being.
And Florida has everybody here.
What a mess.
All the different flavors of people here.
That's part of what's polluting and causing problems for the normal people who can only afford normal things. What a mess.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for your story, Sarah in Florida. Call me again sometime.
I will. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Boy. So I have a bunch of Streamlabs super chats that I have not read. And I would be remiss not to read them. And I might not be able to... What a mess. I want to get quickly to Jeff in Louisiana, though, guys. Jeff in Louisiana, thank you for calling and holding there, man. What's up?
Hey, man, I have some on-site repairs, but I may not be able to. I want to comment on your last two callers.
Okay.
One comment you made about the doctors trying to push all with abortions... You're talking about what they said, you know, baby may die so many days during the abortion.
I didn't quite catch what you said, but having to do with doctors and abortions, stuff that I said about it.
Like the call before the last said, you know, when I think the doctor, when a baby's going to die after a certain period of time.
Yeah.
You know, like in a day or two, they go and push an abortion.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Because the laws is not necessarily the laws. It's like a mechanic. The doctors are right on the numbers. So if they have so many deliveries they perform and baby's dying, baby's not healthy, they don't want that strike against them.
They don't want that type of what?
That strike against a negative comment. It's a business. It's a business.
Oh, what a mess. So that's sounds like a corrupted motivation.
It is, but they're thinking about their house and their lifestyle. They're thinking about what.
Oh, and they don't want to get sued potentially or blamed for something that's questionable.
You know, less customers and stuff.
Yeah. Huh. But interesting.
This ain't against your last caller. This is just one comment I want to make on what the last caller just said.
Okay.
It's two things. Actually, she said she went to hospital and knows she is sit there for hours. If you go to the emergency room, I worked in healthcare for over 10 years. If you go to the emergency room, if you need to be seen immediately, tell them you're having chest pains. they will not make you sit if you're having chest pains because they don't want a lawsuit for somebody sitting in their waiting room dying of a heart attack.
I disavow this shortcut for the sake of my channel, but interesting tip, man.
I'm just telling you.
I'm being playful. I'm totally being playful with you. Nice.
Yeah, I understand. But the thing I want to comment on was, like I said, it's not against her, but she's married, she's pregnant, and what's she on? Medicaid, a government-paid health insurance.
Mm.
That's a problem in our nation.
Yeah. No, and I think what I said is right. It's redistribution of poor quality, quote-unquote, health care. That's it. Medicaid, Medicare, Obamacare, and all that stuff is.
Yeah, it's just, that's what it is. I mean, it's doctors not like the term. It's using the system with her advantage. That's a problem with it. We are two people in the household, married couple in the household.
Yeah.
And they draw Medicaid. That's not right.
That's not good. Interesting point,
man. The reason I called in is I want to say something real quick.
Yeah.
We're worried about immigration, all these costs and everything. There's one law on the books if we go back and actually use. And I watch a lot of documentaries, a lot of history and stuff. And it really reinforces the point. We had a death penalty in this country. But the problem with the death penalty is we put people on death row and they don't get put to death.
Yeah.
They sit on death row for 30, 40 years and we're paying for them. Then they get liver disease or kidney failure or some crap like that and they go to hospice care.
Yeah.
We're paying for that.
Yep.
And they die of natural causes.
Yeah.
On average, it costs right under $44,000 a year to keep somebody in prison.
We got to enforce these laws, man. You know what? I got to run, Jeff in Louisiana. I have to end my show. I appreciate your call. Call me again. Call me tomorrow if you can to be able to finish your point. Okay, take care. All right, bye. I hung up on him because I didn't want to click. Oh, guys, I cannot get to your calls. Hi, man, Minnesota wanted to talk about funding Ukraine and NATO. Sid in Minnesota wanted to talk about his question about men and aggression. I got to end. This is Wolf Eyes Wednesday. You guys might as well cover your ears and run away. Go over to Joel Friday TV. This is Dead Hills 2. Hope you enjoy it, you musical Philistines. I'm out of here. Bye. So I'm remiss in not getting to the Super Chats. Or to my callers. I apologize. But my apology is meaningless because I wanted to play Wolf Eyes Wednesday. And some of you guys might think this is demonic or devilish or satanic. And I understand. It's just noise. It's like punk. Punk rock. It's beta. It is satanic. But it's so interesting to me. It's fun. I like it. And it's not Christian, though. And it's like 6 minutes long. And shame on me for doing this, maybe. Wolf Eyes, no! No! Evil is Still Real gave me a couple of Rumble rants that I'm going to have to read and disavow tomorrow. Mumbles is hilarious. He's not that smart, but I like his calls. Says, sorry, I'm sad. 2014. What would you do if you met someone who had an abort? I have met people. Isn't this kind of fun? No? Yes? I like the... I don't know. Linya and Chin, I gotta read your supers tomorrow. He's not saying anything bad, guys.
The world's trapped. Yeah.
Shout out to Gregatron, who says shout out to Lord Bibby 42. Nice. Lord. Go away, guys. Don't you like the vibe? Whoa, this doesn't sound very Christian, hey? This is Joel Friday TV. Hey, look at beautiful San Onofre. American Anchor, baby. Have to do all Friday. I don't like it, says Terry. I don't expect you to like it, Terry. Not morally straight. Texas Chainsaw Massacre vibe. I don't like those movies. I never watched those movies. This noise, like music. Look at the ocean. Isn't that cool? Such a vibe. This might be a cry from help, from hate. The octopus is happy. Can you guys hear me? Well, thank you guys for bearing with me through that, my opinion, beautiful music. Adios, America. Joel Friday TV coming up next.